This is NBC News. Here is Peter Hackis in Washington.
President Kennedy has been shot. As of now, there is no final official report on his condition. Here now, piece together the news items we have as they have reached us from Dallas, Texas. Within the hour, President Kennedy and Texas Governor John B. Connally were cut down by would-be assassins' bullets as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile. Representative Albert Thomas, Democrat of Texas, says he's been informed the president and Governor Connally were both still alive after having been shot in an assassination attempt. Thomas, standing outside the corridor of the emergency room in which both Mr. Kennedy and Connally were under treatment, said he's been told the president was still alive, but in very critical condition. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor also taken to Parkland. A Secret Service agent, Clint Hill, a man assigned to protect Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead as the president was lifted from the rear of a White House touring car, the famous bubble top car, which was sent to Dallas from Washington. He was rushed to an emergency room in the hospital. Other White House officials who were questioned about it say they were in doubt. The corridors of the hospital, of course, in pandemonium. The incident occurred just east of a triple underpass facing a park in downtown Dallas, Texas. Associated Press reporter Jack Bell reports three shots were fired as the presidential motorcade entered a triple underpass in Dallas that leads to the Stemmons Freeway. After the president was shot, the Secret Service waved the motorcade on at top speed to the nearby Parkland Hospital. Here in Washington, the White House press office said at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that it has nothing beyond press information on the shooting. Kennedy apparently was shot in the head. He fell face down in the back seat of his car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy cried, "Oh, no," and tried to hold up his head. Governor Connally remained half-seated in the car, slumped to the left. There was blood on his face and forehead. The president and the governor were rushed to the hospital as quickly as possible. Mr. Kennedy was to have made a speech at the Dallas Trade Mart, not far from the hospital. Reporters about five car lengths behind the chief executive heard what sounded like three bursts of gunfire. Secret Service agents in a follow-up car quickly unlimbered their automatic rifles and their pistols, but the damage apparently has been done or had been done. We switch now for a direct report to Robert McNeil, NBC News, Dallas.
President Kennedy was shot at today by a gunman from a building along the route as he drove through downtown Dallas. He has been rushed to hospital bleeding. Texas Senator Ralph Yarborough says the president is seriously wounded. Mrs. Kennedy, who was sitting beside him in the open car, was not hurt, but the governor of Texas, John Connally, was also reported wounded. As the shots rang out, three shots as the motorcade went by, people screamed and lay down on the grass. Police immediately fanned out over a wide area. They found several witnesses, including a small boy, who said he saw a man in the window of a building overlooking the parade route with a gun in his hand. President Kennedy is now in the Parkland Memorial Hospital. An accurate estimate of his condition has not been given. Congressman Yarborough of Texas says only that the president is seriously wounded. This is Robert McNeil, NBC News, at the Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas.
The Secret Service says the president remained in the emergency room. The governor has been moved to the general operating room of Parkland Hospital in Dallas. One Secret Service man was overheard telling another, "There is no need to move the president because emergency facilities are entirely adequate in the emergency room." Two Roman Catholic priests have been summoned to the emergency room where the president is, one identified as a Father Huber. Again, the president and the governor of Texas have been shot, both in critical condition in Dallas, Texas. Peter Hackis, NBC News, Washington.
Now here is Edwin Newman, NBC. The latest word on President Kennedy's condition comes from Representative Albert Thomas of Texas. He says he's been informed that Mr. Kennedy is still alive, but in very critical condition. Two Roman Catholic priests have been summoned to the room where Mr. Kennedy is lying. Here is a bulletin just in. President Kennedy has been given blood transfusions at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. That is where he is lying. This is an effort to save his life. The president is at Parkland Hospital after the assassination attempt against him and Governor John Connally of Texas. The president was shot in the head. Governor Connally was shot in the chest. He has been taken to the operating room. The president remains in the room to which he was originally taken because emergency facilities there are said to be completely adequate. To repeat, the president remains in the emergency room at the Parkland Hospital in Dallas because emergency facilities in that room are considered to be perfectly adequate. The president has been given blood transfusions in an attempt to save his life. Two Roman Catholic priests have been summoned to that emergency room. A White House spokesman said someone had asked for the priests. We have not yet been told who sent for them. To recapitulate the day's events, a sniper shot President Kennedy and also Governor John Connally of Texas, with whom the president was riding as they drove through downtown Dallas today. Mr. Kennedy apparently was shot in the head, and he fell face down in the back seat of his car. It was an open car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy was by his side. She was not hurt. She was heard to cry, "Oh, no," and she tried to hold up the president's head. Governor Connally remained half-seated, slumped to the left. There was blood on his face and forehead. There was also blood on his chest. The president and the governor were then rushed to the Parkland Hospital near the Trade Mart in Dallas, Texas. The president was to speak at the Dallas Trade Mart in the course of his 3-day visit to Texas. Today was the second day. Blood was spattered all over the limousine, which had been flown in especially to carry the president in the Dallas welcoming parade. Secret Service men at once drew their weapons, but it was too late to prevent the damage that had been done. I repeat, the president is still alive, but he is said by Representative Albert Thomas of Texas, one of his hosts in Dallas, to be in very critical condition. The corridors of the hospital are described by those who were there as in pandemonium. At the height of the drama in the emergency room where the president is lying, a weeping Negro woman bearing a small, bloody child rushed into the hospital. A nurse and an intern went quickly to her side. Mrs. Kennedy, as I have said before, is safe, but she is stunned by what has happened. Mrs. Connally also appears to be safe. She is stunned also. We will, of course, continue with our news bulletins moment by moment as they come to us. We now join the facilities of NBC Television for a simultaneous broadcast. NBC correspondent Bill Ryan is speaking.
Window of a building about a block away from the cars. There are other reports that a man was seen with a high-powered rifle. There is no indication yet that whoever fired the shots at the president and the Texas governor has been found. The word from Parkland Memorial Hospital is that President Kennedy is being treated in an emergency room of the hospital, that he has received blood transfusions, that he is in critical condition, but alive. There is no word on how many times he was struck by bullets or where he sustained the wounds. Now, we are going to attempt once more to return to station WBAP-TV, Fort Worth, Dallas, and newsman Charles Murphy.
There is no definite word yet that the person who fired the shots at President Kennedy and Governor Connally in Dallas has been apprehended. We have just received this report, though. Moments ago, authorities took a young man into custody. They took him to the county sheriff's office near the Triple Overpass, near where the shooting occurred. The man was neatly dressed. He's in his early 20s. He is protesting vehemently his innocence, and he says that he has witnesses to prove that he is innocent. Two Roman Catholic priests have been summoned to the emergency room where the president is. A White House spokesman said someone had asked for the priest, but did not say whom. Blood transfusions have been administered to President Kennedy. Governor Connally has been moved to the general operating room. repeating, just moments ago, authorities have taken a young man into custody in Dallas, but there is no definite word that this is the person who might have fired the shots at President Kennedy and Governor Conley. Charles Murphy reporting from WBAP-TV, Fort Worth, Dallas.
These additional details from the hospital in Dallas, officials at the hospital say the president has been given a transfusion of B-positive blood. They are calling for fresh blood of that type to have it ready if additional transfusions were needed. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson, the wife of the vice president, was escorted by Secret Service agents into the emergency room where the president is being treated. Now for Washington reaction to this tragic story, we go to NBC News Washington and David Brinkley.
Bill, there isn't a great deal as yet because obviously the news has just got here. It was taken to Congress, which of course recessed immediately to wait to see what has happened. We've checked with the White House, which has told us it doesn't know any more than we know and in fact has been listening to us to see what it could find out. The president's brother, Edward Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy, was on the floor of the Senate and was informed of the news by the Senate Democratic leader, Senator Mike Mansfield. The only word beyond that we have is that Senator Kennedy didn't know at the moment whether he would go to Texas or not. Beyond that, again, there is no particular or unexpected reaction here yet because most of Washington has just found out about it and is shocked and stunned along with everyone else. The White House, again, has no more information at the moment than we have. We'll stay here, of course, ready to bring you any at the moment it arrives. In the meantime, we'll switch back to you, Chet, Frank, Bill.
This is NBC News with the last-minute word on President Kennedy's condition. For that, we switch to Alan Bickley, station WFAA in Dallas.
President Kennedy has been shot during his tour of the city of Dallas, Texas. A presidential aide, Larry O'Brien, said he had no information on whether the president is alive, but later reports indicate from Parkland Hospital in Dallas that the president is alive, although said to be critical. This is an unconfirmed report that the president is critical. Texas Governor John Conley also was shot, has been taken to surgery in Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. When the president was shot, Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed him, crying, "Oh no." Then the Secret Service ordered the motorcade to speed on to the hospital. Apparently, from witnesses at the scene, we can deduce that the attempted assassination was committed by a slender white young man, about 30 years of age, probably from the vicinity of the Texas Book Depository building in downtown Dallas. Police and Secret Service men have now cordoned off that building. The center of downtown Dallas is in a virtual state of siege. They are combing the floors of the Texas Book Depository building in an effort to find the suspected assassin. This is Alan Bickley reporting for NBC News.
There has been an unconfirmed report, and I stress an unconfirmed report, that Vice President Lyndon Johnson was slightly wounded during the attempt on President Kennedy. One spectator said he saw Vice President Johnson walk into the hospital holding his arm. That is the first word we've had on that, and we have no official indication that Vice President Johnson has been hurt. To repeat, the latest word we have is that President Kennedy is still alive, but in critical, very critical condition. That word comes from Representative Albert Thomas of Texas, who has been one of the president's hosts during his intended 3-day visit to Texas. The president is in the emergency room. He has had blood transfusions. More blood of that particular type has been called for by the hospital. It is B-positive blood drawn from the hospital bank. Fresh blood has been called for by the doctors to have it ready if additional transfusions are needed. Governor John Connally of Texas, who was riding with the president and was wounded at the same time that the president was, has been taken to the operating room. Mr. Kennedy continues to be in the emergency room. Facilities there are said to be adequate. We will be back with additional information as soon as we receive it. This is Edwin Newman, NBC News. I beg your pardon, I am told to continue because there is a bit more information. At the hospital in Dallas, police have been quickly posted in the corridors leading to the emergency room. Secret Service agents are on duty and have turned reporters away 40 feet from the door of the emergency room where the president is lying critically ill. Now, for reaction here in New York to the news of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy, who is in critical condition in Dallas, Texas, we switch to Joseph Michaels at the Stock Exchange in Wall Street.
The Stock Exchange itself has just suspended trading. A Board of Governors meeting was called by Keith Funston immediately after the terrible news was received, and the decision after the market was running slow and it tumbled about 2.5 points, 12 minutes behind on the ticker, with many issues suspending immediately, was that the market itself should suspend. I'm down here at Wall Street. There are lots of people here. Perhaps we can talk to some of them. Excuse me, but did you hear the news, sir?
Not quite. I couldn't hear. I was standing all the way out here.
How about you?
I didn't hear anything. I just come on.
Did you know what happened?
Yes, I do.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. It's shot.
Very bad.
Hurt.
Terrible shot to the country and everything else. I don't know. It's unbelievable to think something like that could happen.
Do you think it's a dangerous thing for us all?
I certainly do.
Where was the FBI?
How do you think the street will react to this, sir?
Well, I guess the market will go down. It always does in a tragedy.
It's both in critical condition, huh?
So we hear tell. Do you think this will have any serious effect on the market, sir?
On what?
On the market?
I doubt it.
Why?
Well, I'd have to think. I doubt very seriously.
The general condition of people here was that the ones that we've talked to so far was that this is an awful thing.
This is Edwin Newman, NBC News in New York. We have an interview with an eyewitness to the shooting of President Kennedy in Dallas. I must repeat now, the president is still alive, but is described as being in very critical condition in the hospital in Dallas. He has been given blood transfusions. Two Roman Catholic priests have been summoned to the emergency room in the hospital where the president is lying. Now, we're going to let you hear an interview with an eyewitness to the shooting that took place in Dallas a short time ago.
What is your name, ma'am?
Jane Hill.
From Dallas?
That's right.
And did you see the shooting, miss?
Yes, sir.
Can you describe what happened?
Yes, sir.
Will you do that now?
They were driving along, and we were the only people in this area on our side, and the shots came from directly across the street from us. And just as the president's car became directly even with us, we took one look at him, and he was sitting there. He and Jackie were looking at a dog that was in the middle of a seat, and about that time, two shots rang out just as he looked up. Just as the president looked up, and these two shots rang out, and he grabbed his chest. And it looked like he was in pain, and he fell over in the seat, and Jackie fell over on him and said, "My God, he's been shot." After that, more shots rang out, and the car sped away.
Now, what kind of a car was that?
What kind of a car was it? The president's
car. Well, I mean, where did the shots come from?
The shots came from the hill.
From a hill?
Yes. It was just east of the underpass.
Uh-huh. And
we were on the south side.
Could you see? Did you look up there where the shots came from, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Could you see anyone?
I thought I saw this man running, but I looked at the president, and you know, for a while, and I looked up there, and I thought I saw a man running, and so right after that, I guess I didn't have any better sense. I started running up there too.
Uh-huh. And what is your name?
Jane Hill.
G-E-A-N?
J-E-A-N.
And what's your address, Miss Hill?
9402 Bluff Creek.
9402 Bluff.
This is the NBC newsroom in New York with the latest news about the assassination attempt on President Kennedy. The president is in Parkland Hospital in Dallas, where an attempted assassination against him was executed about an hour ago. The president is in very critical condition. He apparently was shot in the head. Mr. Kennedy has had blood transfusions. Two Roman Catholic priests were called to the emergency room where he is lying. We do not know who called them there. Governor John Connally, who was in the car with the president, also was shot. He has been taken to the operating room in the hospital. An assistant to Governor Connally said he asked him how it happened, and the governor replied, "I don't know. I guess from the back they got the president, too." The governor was shot just below the shoulder blade in the back. There had been a report that Vice President Lyndon Johnson was slightly wounded. We now hear from Mrs. Lyndon Johnson, the vice president's wife, that the vice president is fine. Asked whether her husband had been wounded, she shook her head negatively. Mrs. Kennedy was riding with the president when he was wounded. She cried, "Oh no," as she saw him shot and cushioned his head as he fell. Now, for the latest details, we switch live to station WFAA in Dallas. This is the NBC newsroom in New York. We try again to get the latest details from station WFAA in Dallas. Well, we're having trouble making connections with station WFAA in Dallas for the moment. We now join the NBC television network telecast for the latest information.
Anxious members of the White House staff gathered, including Major General Chester V. Clifton, military aide to the president, and Brigadier General Godfrey McHugh, the Air Force aide. Mrs. Evelyn Lincoln, the president's secretary, Pamela Tenure, press secretary to Mrs. Kennedy, and other members of the staff were shown to a special waiting room not far from the emergency room area where the president was lying. As Frank McGee has reported on direct word from our correspondent in Dallas, a crowd is gathering outside Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
Okay, there's also this, Chet, repeating what we got from Fort Worth, that sheriff's officers have taken a young man into custody and are questioning him, but there is no indication that any charges have been placed against him. There is no indication that he is directly involved in this attempt on the life of President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Conley.
Bill, I think we have a picture of the president and Mrs. Kennedy as they arrived in Dallas this morning, and I have some fragmentary copy on the first speech which the president delivered in Dallas. This is the picture of the president and Mrs. Kennedy.
I think the camera that has you, Chet, is the one that would have to get the picture.
I'll hold it up over here. This is the picture of the first family, or the president and Mrs. Kennedy, rather, arriving in Dallas only a couple of hours before the assassination attempt. The first speech that the president delivered in Dallas, speaking in an area where supporters are booming Senator Barry Goldwater's chances for the Republican nomination, the president said that ignorance and misinformation, if allowed to prevail in foreign policy, handicaps the country's security. This was a speech prepared for the Dallas Citizens Council, the Dallas Assembly, and the Graduate Research Center of the Southwest. He did not specifically mention Senator Goldwater by name. The president said, "In a world of complex and continuing problems, in a world full of frustrations and irritations, America's leadership must be guided by the lights of learning and reason, or else those who confuse rhetoric with reality and the plausible with the possible will gain the ascendancy with their seemingly swift and simple solutions to every world problem."
Chet, there's also this. In Washington, the two president's brothers, his two brothers, Attorney General Robert Kennedy and his younger brother, Senator Edward Kennedy, are on their way to Andrews Air Force Base. They will fly to Dallas. Additional details from the hospital. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has not been injured in this attack on President Kennedy and Texas Governor Conley. The vice president is somewhere in the same hospital where the president is being treated, Parkland Memorial in Dallas. It is reported he is badly shocked by the shooting, that doctors are trying to keep him as quiet as possible, and that he is under heavy Secret Service and police protection. It's also noted that throughout the trip in Texas, when the president and the vice president have been in the same motorcade, they have been kept in separate cars, a precaution against just such an attempt as was obviously made today. Chet?
I referred a moment ago and read an excerpt from the speech which President Kennedy delivered to a breakfast crowd this morning earlier. The breakfast crowd of 2,200 people rose in ovation after the speech, and a few minutes later, the president said he felt like he did in France 2 years ago when he identified himself as the man who accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris. You have anything else, Frank?
Yes, there was just a... Excuse me just a moment, John. There was just word from the hospital that they have dispatched a call for a neurosurgeon. I understand would indicate that one of the two had been hit in the head, would it not?
Or either the head or possibly some spinal damage. There is also this. Understandably, in a situation like this, the information comes in fragments and comes from unexpected places and uncontrolled angles. Senator Ralph Yarborough, Texas Democrat, who was in a nearby car when the attack took place on the president, said he saw the president's lips moving at what he called a normal rate of speed while Mr. Kennedy was being rushed to the hospital. How much it means, we do not know.
This is Edwin Newman in the NBC newsroom in New York. This information from Dallas. President Kennedy was given the last holy rites of the Roman Catholic Church today. That was, of course, after he was shot down by a would-be assassin while he was riding in a caravan through downtown Dallas. A Catholic priest who helped perform the last rites said he did not believe the president was dead. The Catholic priest, in other words, said he believed the president was still alive. The priest left the emergency operating room at Parkland Hospital, where the president is lying, and walked out of the hospital. We hear from Washington that Attorney General Robert Kennedy and the president's youngest brother, Senator Edward Kennedy, are on their way to Andrews Air Force Base to catch a plane for Dallas. Also in Washington, the director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, has, of course, instructed the Dallas office of the FBI to make an all-out investigation of the attempt on the life of President Kennedy and of Governor John Connally of Texas. Governor Connally was shot in the back below the shoulder blade.